You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush and Ben Taylor.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 265 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. It's Kyle and Ben on a Thursday. Happy Thursday. We totally suck at like understanding what days follow what days. So when we said we're going to have a Wednesday show, we forgot that we're recording on Tuesday, and Tuesday was Valentine's Day, and we both are married. So sorry.
And we're still married. The good news is we're still married. So
we can still be called the dad. Well, I guess technically we could be dads anyway, but yeah, we're still married, still doing it. Well,
which by the way, I ran into, yeah, we're still doing it. I got the kids. ran into our mutual friend Bobby, and Bobby said you called him out at gymnastics or dance or whatever and said, hey, Ben said you wanted to play golf on Valentine's Day.
Hey, I actually played 9 holes. How about that? Hey, how about this? Hey, this is funny. This is funny. Before I want to tell a story, but before we do that, got to say tonight's show is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. Hope you won a pile of money on Super Bowl Sunday last week. You got tons of golf coming up. Get you some Tiger. Will Tiger make the cut? I think you can go ahead and start betting that now. Prop bet. So all kind of stuff. Basketball, March Madness is right around the corner. So get that account loaded up. Use your coupon code BLEAV for your initial deposit. Get a 50% bonus. BLEAV, and have some fun. Bet responsibly. Just once it's gone, it's gone. How about that? And then reload and go again. You just can't get the welcome bonus a second time. So Bet Online is where the game starts. Funny story quick before we talk about the Netflix series. So I was playing 9 holes on Valentine's Day and with a buddy who's a listener, Grayson Gunn, and we're talking about scenarios, and I gave the one about Valentine's Day, you know, hole in one, or you know, hole in one, but you gotta like ditch out on the Valentine. He's like, you know what, I think I'd take the hole in one. He goes, but you know what, I'm probably never gonna be playing golf on Valentine's Day. And I was like, Grayson, we're playing golf on Valentine's Day. I was like, it could have literally happened on this hole.
Listen, this is how dumb guys are. We did the same thing with the pod and trying to decide when we're going to do it and this, that, and the other.
We don't think.
I mean, it was one of those things that, you know, I told this story today. I'll recap and I'll tell it real quick. And it's no secret. So when Bobby's having his first child, he and his wife are having their first child, I didn't realize it was a scheduled
appointment.
Scheduled appointment. We were playing in a golf tournament that day.
Oh boy.
And we get to like 12. I recapped the story today. This is oldest too, by the way. So this is a few years ago. And so we get to like 12 or 13, and he was like, this was a scramble. He was like, hey, guys, this is going to have to pick it up. I have got to go. And we were like, okay. He's always in a hurry. And we were like, okay, Bobby, whatever. And so then we get to like 15. He was like, I got to go. He was like, my wife is about to be induced into labor. And we were like, what?
Why are you just now?
That's fantastic. We wouldn't have asked you to play in this.
I really wanted to play. That's fantastic.
That, and then he follows up years later wanting to play on Valentine's Day. I was like, no, bro, you've already almost messed this up one time. We are not doing this again.
Jeez, Bobby. Come on, man.
No wonder
I tell you what, hey.
He thinks this is my fault.
Ben, let me tell you something. When it's 70 degrees outside, you just lose all focus. You lose all – you don't know where you are. You don't know what day it is.
It's like taking a virgin to a strip joint. You have no idea what you just –
you don't know what to do.
You
don't know what to do with your hands. You just want to get out on the course. I get it. I'm there. I'm with you. So we're recording on Wednesday for Thursday. Mm-hmm. The Netflix series Full Swing just dropped today. The whole, all, however many episodes. Eight episodes. I'm trying my best not to just binge my way through all eight. I want to kind of take my time, enjoy it. And the first episode called Frenemies was about Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas's friendship, man, crush, whatever you want to call it, with each other. And
Frenemies.
Frenemies, yeah. And I got to be honest, I think they probably scheduled it to be a little bit more low the lowest impact one first, and then it's going to build because they didn't have a lot of live stuff. They did not have a lot of live golf stuff in it. It was just all circled around Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth in it. So, like, the action was low, but I still liked it. So I'm just like, man, if this is the lowest it gets, the rest of the season is going to be absolutely fantastic. Thoughts?
I didn't love it.
Did you love the potential of it, of what's to come?
I got to be honest with you, man. This was...
What didn't you love about it?
I had higher expectations. And maybe it's because it's been built up. Maybe it's because I've been waiting on this. I'm a big binge watcher guy. Like, I refused to watch Yellowstone until they got to, like, the fifth season. Yeah. And now I'm watching, like, an episode a night. And that's me. That's what I'm going to do. And, like, when I get done with it, I'm going to move on to those spinoffs that are on there and binge watch those one a night. And I just – you told me, you reminded me about it coming on. And you were like, hey, let's go ahead and let's discuss this. Go ahead and watch it. Because I was going to watch it after we got done podding. And I was like, okay, fine. This gives me an excuse to go ahead and start my binging right now.
Let's do it.
And so I said, let's make it happen. So I sat down. Okay, there are a couple of takeaways from this. Number one, this is a Golf Channel audience that's watching this.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because I think that they're catering too much to the non-golfer, because Amanda Baleonis is explaining what a cut is. She's explaining what bogeys are.
But
it was so elementary when they would go to her. She's explaining what a playoff is.
But that makes it more enticing to watch now, I feel like. If you're
for who? Because, an idiot that's never played golf?
Maybe it's somebody that's just getting it, like stumbling across it. They watch the Formula One series and they're like, man, these people just did another series. It's about golf. I don't know a ton about golf. Let's watch it. It makes it to where if you don't know a ton, like my wife could watch it and she totally can follow along, right? Like there's no she doesn't have to ask questions.
I'm glad you brought that up. Lori watched it with me because she works from home.
Yeah.
So Lori watched it with me. First off, she peppered me with questions the first time.
Well, that's
minutes.
Just a wife. That's just in general. And they can't help it. It's like.
But then after that, and I didn't tell her to hush or whatever. I would pause it because I texted you and I said, you were like, we need to do this and knock it out and blah, blah, blah. I was like, listen, I may not make it because I'm having to pause this about every 2 minutes and have to make some explanations.
Now, who's that?
Yeah.
Why is he not like him?
Look,
I'm like, they're going to answer this question. They're going to answer all your questions as this thing plays out. Just sit here and watch.
Why is his shirt so tight? Why are they they're always in private jets? I don't understand why they're in private jets. How come his pants don't go all the way down to his shoes? What's going on with that? And so even though she's seen me wear joggers, that still was a question. Can you believe it? Yeah. And so
it's not good.
So anyway, 20 minutes into it, it's a 40. The first episode is 49 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes into it, she looks at me and she goes, this is all you. I'm done. I'm totally bored.
Well, I will say they failed on if you're not targeting just the golf audience, you failed on the first episode of attracting people that may just be fringe and wanting to watch the whole series. Because it was, I mean, look, JT, I love JT and I love Jordan. They're kind of boring. They're kind of boring.
They are.
They're just good dudes. They say the F word every now and again. They'll say that, you know, they'll cuss and stuff like that. It's great. They didn't show like breaking stuff. They didn't show Jordan will just say like aw shucks and stuff like that when he hits bad shots.
At least we got a dirty F word out of Justin.
One time, like in the show, it says, so how did y'all first meet? And it was Greller with Jordan. I wanted to hear that story. But it just kept talking about Jordan. They're actually referring to Jordan.
Somebody
was asking Jordan, when did you and Justin Thomas meet? And they're like, they've played against each other their whole lives. That was cool, showing the college national championship match play where Jordan stroked.
But Kyle, we've seen that stuff.
I never saw that.
I've seen that stuff.
There's like, some stuff that
like that. You know what I got the most out of? Like the golf portion, like he and his dad working on the range and him getting upset and that kind of like, I like that. Like his dad teaching him stuff. Like
I love how his dad, his dad said something along the lines of, you have to really toe the line between, like, because he just, Justin will just basically get out on the range and be like, oh my God, that sucks. I just can't even make contact with the ball. And he's like, you have to toe the line between like letting him vent and then like reminding him reality.
Yes.
Because he's one of the best players in the world.
Yes.
Hit a ball and be like, I don't even know why I'm on this tour. Like, how did I get here? I'm so terrible. Yeah. Which is very relatable. That is a cool aspect.
That stuff I liked. I did like the practice round that they had where they were betting Hammer. Money, a little gambling, a little behind the scenes money.
Do you know that game?
No, uh-uh.
Hammer. I don't know either. I couldn't quite figure it out either.
Well, when you and I played, when we figured out, we're not playing for $100 and $200.
Birdies.
We're not playing.
Those are birdies.
We're not playing $200 birdies. Okay,
oh, and $100 safe. I feel like we're pretty safe.
but they, you know, that also, by the way, the highlights from that. I don't know if you were paying close attention. Jordan played like ass in that little practice round too. So this show.
Oh, he played like butt the whole round. Yeah.
Like when they showed that, he had to. I wish they'd have shown the total of who lost what, because yeah. I got a feeling that JT walked away with a bunch of folding money at the end of that round.
Oh yeah, several. I would imagine. Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know the rules of the game outside of it was $100 or $200 birdie. So I don't know.
It was $100. I think it was like $100 a hole, $200 birdies. It's what it sounded like when he said.
What does hammer mean? We need somebody to tell us what hammer means.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, if anybody knows what that game is, which I don't know if that's because they're best friends since they were 12 years old. Maybe that's their own word. I don't know. I've never heard that slang used as far as a bet is concerned. So that stuff I did like, but some of the other stuff.
Here it goes. I found it. It's a game. Okay. How it's called the Hammer Golf Game. Bet how it's played.
Okay.
Do you want me to just read
this? Why don't you walk us through that right now? Yes. Well, okay. Everybody's here because I got a feeling 90% of the people listening to this are going, what the hell are they talking about on that show?
Hammer. This is the game they were playing. Hammer is a golf betting game for two golfers playing one-on-one or a group of four golfers playing two-on-two. Let's see here. Player A and Player B agree on the initial per-hole bet. Okay. So I guess
that was 100. That was 100 a hole.
Okay.
Yep.
Next, at any point at the beginning of the match, one of the two golfers can hammer the other, which doubles the bet. You're now playing for low score for worth $1 in our example, but say player B's drive finds the deep rough, putting player A in great position to win the hole. Player A can hammer player B, doubling the bet. The first hole is now worth double. So at any point in the
can you do that at any hole? Can you hammer five times on a hole?
Oh, wait. Once the hammer has been used, it rotates from player to player. Only one player has hammer at the time. Now, that's a fun game. That could
You and I can do that next time for like $1 and $2. How about that?
Okay, whatever. So, so if I got the hammer and I hit it in play and you smack one over in the junk, I say hammer and it's $2. And then, but I can't hammer again until you hammer.
Right.
Okay. Okay. I like this. I like it. I wonder. So. Oh, wow. You can do this too. So let's say you go on the drive. Let's say we go on the drive. You hit one in the junk. I hit one down the middle. I say hammer. Okay, then you got it. You smack one out of the junk up there to like 3 feet. You can then hammer back, and it doubles the bet again. So,
yeah. So now we're up to $4 on that hole instead.
I guess there's unlimited.
It was $1. It went to $2, and then I hammered you back. So then it went to $4. And then if you stick it inside of 3 feet, can you hammer me back? And I may miss my putt, and they go to $8.
Yeah, I guess you can hammer until it goes in.
I got you.
That's a life slogan right there. Hammer until it goes in. This is a great game, by the way.
This is an
absolute great game. Yeah, we're playing this next time. Okay, now that episode just got so much better. I wish I could. You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see the whole practice round.
Now that that took place, I want to see the whole practice round.
Oh, yeah. That would be absolutely.
I will be on. Hey, Netflix, pay attention. if you will put a lot of this crap on DVD to sell, I would buy the whole practice round to watch that.
Oh,
or a digital copy. I would buy. The hell with all the Amanda Baleonis explaining stuff or whatever her name is now. She got married. And you know,
it didn't
some
bother
of the
me
other,
so much. I don't know.
And some of the other stuff that bothered the hell out of me. Like, I mean, it was like they brought her in to talk down to all of us that play golf.
They brought her in to woman-splain us.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what took place.
She woman-splained us.
She lady-splained us.
I love it.
And so I would, if they would do some spinoffs of this and allow you to, I don't know, rent it or purchase it through Netflix, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. If they just did, yeah. I mean, just
if,
go.
If they're like, hey, go here to find out more and subscribe for $10 and you can watch the whole practice round. Okay.
Oh, take my money.
Yes, take I would do it in a heartbeat. And not to mention, listen, let's call it what it is. When Brooks and Jenna Sims are out there by the pool in these future episodes, hammer that $10. I want to see more of that.
Hammer that and then hammer that. You know what I'm saying? No, so before we jump,
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, before we jump to start talking about Riviera a little bit, What was okay? You hated it, but is there one part?
I didn't hate it. I just didn't love it. You came on before and you were like, I loved it, and I was like, Nah, we gotta get better.
Is there one part, one moment where you're like, that's badass. That's awesome. I can't believe they got that. Like, what is the Is that that's brutal? What was the part? Is there a part that jumps out? Because I got one that like was I can't believe they got it on audio.
I got two things because one was I will give them this: the open was the friggin' bomb.
It's like the trailer again. Yes, it's pretty sick.
It's the trailer, but with more stuff.
Yes,
and more dramatic music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who Sean Foley sold his soul to the devil to get so much FaceTime on to be able to explain all these players, but he was on there. But the other one, which I like because being in the broadcast industry, is Colt Knows standing on the practice tee giving him play by play of Mito Pereira going in the water.
Yes,
and even Colt it catching all he goes, oh my gosh, he just chipped over the green.
He chipped it over the green. Yeah. Yeah,
like Colt, that's
like, do you have a screen so we can watch some type of something we can watch? Yeah,
that was my favorite after the open. That was my favorite seeing that behind, because I've wondered when they're on the practice tee waiting on a playoff to occur, who's feeding them information. I've always wondered. So apparently Colt's off the course at this point, and he's over there with his headsets, and he's feeding him information. Now, they didn't introduce Colt Knows. I kind of hate that because if Amanda Baleonis has to tell me what the hell a bogey is, she should have to tell me who the hell Colt Knows is, because I guarantee you nobody else knew who he was. But
we know it is. So that's what.
And I thought that was awesome. I love that.
All right. So two things. Number one, I'm going to save my favorite part for last. But when Justin Thomas has the short birdie putt in the playoff, like 3 foot putt, to go one up into the last hole, they did that so well that my heart was racing, and I knew he met and my and I
we knew he made it. Yeah,
I knew he made it, and I felt cause like they show his dad, and then he's talking about how if you're nervous, that means you care about, and he's talking about him being nervous and this like dramatic music, and then my heart starts racing. I'm like, maybe I'm not having a palpitation or something, like I don't know, arrhythmia. No, it was that was very well done. This is I felt so real and so brutal when Mito hits the
drive. Oh my gosh.
On 18.
I did too. Oh my gosh.
Mito Pereira hits the drive. He's got a one shot lead. He hits the drive, which was the worst swing I've ever. It was like he had a
He locked up, man.
It had to be like I'm so scared.
Kyle and I, you and I have talked about this after that championship. I had forgotten how bad that swing was.
The swing, just in general, it was like he was literally just trying to slap bunt it into play. It didn't look normal, but this is the part. So after he swings, there's a camera angle that's just on him, and he goes – Man, I effed it up. And on the 72nd hole, I'm so
Yes.
sorry to his caddy. It broke me. I was like, oh, man. I mean, because think about you. You have it. All you got to do, if you bogey, you go to a playoff. If you par, you win. It is a hard hole to par. But at you're standing on the tee box, and at worst, you're thinking playoff. And he goes, man, I effed it up. And on the last hole, like, I had it all the way until right here. That was the most real golf moment, raw golf moment. I think I can remember. It was absolutely incredible.
Do you remember out of the four rounds, he did that three out of the four rounds. He put it in that water three out of the four rounds.
That's incredible.
Like, that's why it confused me on the final day when he pulled his driver. If I'm his caddy, I snap it over my knee. I'm like, you are not hitting this. Because this is going to get you in the – if you go right at all, you're going in the water.
Yeah.
Like, you are not hitting driver. You're not hitting anything.
Don't hit anything that's long enough to get to the water.
Nothing that goes – because that water, I think they said something like was like 275. You're not allowed to hit anything more than a 3-wood, if even a 3-wood. You may give him a 5-wood and said, here, 260. Here you go, bub.
Let's hit this thing twice.
Yep.
Or however long that hole is.
Yep.
Hit this thing twice. Let's get up and down and go, you know, drink something out of that trophy. But
that big old
cup. Yeah. When he said that and they caught that on camera, I was like, oh my gosh, that is the most brutal thing I've ever
that
heard.
That is the golf. One part of the thing that reminded me, reminisce, because you and I talked about this on the pod afterwards. I told you that while I was watching it, my old roommate from college was texting me. I texted him and I go, and I called it. I said, he's going to hit it in the water. I said, he's done it two out of the 3 days. He's hitting it in the water.
Yeah.
And of course, that was when my roommate came back to me and he was like, there's no chance. He's not even going to hit driver here. And then, of course, you see what happened.
Yep.
So, yeah, you're, and he said that. I don't know if you caught it because I rewound it. You know, he said that in Spanish to his caddy.
Really?
That was the translation at the bottom when he said, when you were reading it, that's what he said. He said, I effed this up and on the 72nd hole.
I thought he said it in English, but maybe he did say it in Spanish. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
And then they cut to his friends that were waiting on him.
And they're all like, oh, yeah.
I mean,
you felt it, man. You felt it. So
Joaquin Neiman was over there. And who was, I forgot the other one. But there were two of them, you know.
Cabrera Bello or something, maybe.
Maybe that's who it was. Mexican players that have grown up and known him and known what he did. Yeah. And so, like the fact that they cut to them and both of them had that look on their face like, oh, they had the same feeling that he did and they weren't even playing. Like
right.
That was, that got awful. Me. But yeah, that was, that's a good one.
That's to me the best part of the show. That was the best part of that episode.
No, they did a good job of closing it because, like I said, I enjoyed Colt Knows giving him behind the scenes. And then, of course, you liked Mito going through his demons on the 18th tee box. And that was, golly, he was whipped at that point too, man. Even when you had to
it's
drop,
so bad. That hole was so bad. He played so terrible.
Well, even when you had to drop, like that was the thing. They were like, you can't go long and in the rough. And he hits it long left and in the rough.
And then that chip was terrible. So
like
bad.
All you had to do was keep it below the green and chip up and hope to make a putt.
Bad
like,
stuff.
There's so many things you look at. You're like, what are you doing, bro? And give JT credit. Down seven shots.
Down seven. Down seven on Sunday, and you pull it off. Good stuff. Let me tell you something. When you put it on, you won't want to pull it off. That's anything from Primo Golf Apparel. You need to check them out. They got the joggers that are sick, like tons of different colors, polos, regular polos, blade collar polos, hoodies, pullovers. They're about to release their hats. I've seen pictures of them. They're the flat bill rope hats. They're going to be sick. Hopefully we got some coming soon. And check them out. Use coupon code DADPOD 15. DADPOD 15. Yep. Take 15% off your next order. Love those guys. Love their brand. Love their stuff. Love their style. Look good, feel good, play good, just like Dion said. And this is the way you do it. Primo Golf Apparel, save big. Check them out. All right. Riviera Genesis Open.
Yep.
This weekend. Moving on. Tigers playing. We've already talked about that. Genesis knows how to bring the heat. They know how to bring the heat. And this is, I didn't realize this. This is an invitational. So there's been some people a little bit pissed off about who gets invited. Thomas Peters was pretty mad. He's 35th in the world. I kind of get it. He probably should have been invited, but you know, PGA players get invited to European invitationals all the time, but you know,
yeah.
So anyway, so since they're doing the invites, I assume they're doing the, you know, they're doing the pairings too. And the first, you know, the blockbuster pairing is, can't beat it.
Ben, it's much CTV, man.
And the time and the timing of it. So
yeah, it's going to be
the whole round. You'll see the whole round televised at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time. Tiger, JT, and Rory. Freaking believe you will see every shot from that group. That will be absolutely thin. I might take off work. I may just stay home for 2 days and watch it. No, it's gonna be
you better get it in. You better get it in today, which is Thursday, because Friday I think their tee time is like 9:05 in the morning.
Yeah,
and so they're not gonna have that televised. I still say this day, so stupid they don't do a whole round of golf. You don't have to have commentators. They should show every shot of a golf tournament. All they got to do is set up still cameras and just show it. You can't tell me that they can't make that happen.
If it's 2 hour time, that means their time, it's what, 11?
2:04, no, they're 2 hours behind us.
They're only 2 hours?
Yes, that's noon.
Three. Okay, noon. Regardless. Okay, I got you. Yeah,
because then it's like 9:35 on Friday, which is 7:30. They're teeing off. They're like the first tee time off on Friday morning.
Gotcha. That makes sense. So today it looked. I watched some film, some highlights of Tiger's practice round, and it looks miserable. He's got like a hoodie on, like a toboggan on, and a hat, and like it looks so cold. Tomorrow it's like 60 degrees and sunny. Not 60 degrees and like partly cloudy. So it's gonna be. It's going to be perfect
weather. Great walking weather.
Great walking weather. Looks like highs are going to be in the, you know, low to mid 60s all weekend. It gets pretty warm, up to 69, 70 on Saturday. You know, maybe, you know,
it's good, light weather. It's LA. This is the worst. What you saw today is the worst weather they're going to have all week.
Maybe all year. Maybe all year.
I mean, it's Los Angeles. I mean, there's a reason everybody looks tan and pretty and skinny out in LA. Like it's always easy to just get out and do whatever because it's perfect weather all the time.
So does that pairing help Tiger or hurt Tiger, you think?
I think it helps because he and JT are very close. And I think that there's some comfort there because he's been playing a lot of his practice rounds with JT, PNC with JT and his dad. And honestly, I mean, he and Rory spend a lot of time together because they're both TaylorMade guys and they've been shooting all them damn commercials. So,
forgiveness.
I think, forgiveness. Yes.
That's a good one, by the way. Forgiveness. Are you saying far? You're saying far. Yeah. Forgiveness. Just hit it.
They ran the hell out of that commercial this past weekend.
Yeah, they did.
But it worked. Here we are talking about it. Yeah. So listen, if we want to see Tiger get some forgiveness. I want the custom pink face, pink trim around the
I'll take any of it
if you'll hook me up. But I think that there's just some comfort there for Tiger. You know, he said it in his press conference, if he didn't feel he could compete, he wouldn't be teeing it up.
You don't think watching Rory pump it out there is going to make him try to do too much?
No, because like in the match, I mean, Tiger's hitting it further than JT. I mean, he's got more ball speed than JT, so I don't think he's going to outdrive Rory because Rory, just for some reason, I don't care if the ball speed is like lower than ever. For some reason, Rory's ball just carries further.
His smash factor is outrageous.
Yes, it really is. Hammer factor.
His hammer factor. Yep.
And so I think that there's some comfort there just because he's playing with those two. And I mean, it's, you know, it'll be all business. They won't be able to shoot the bull, but still knowing what JT's idiosyncrasies are, probably knows what Rory's are. They know each other's game. I think there's a big comfort level there. I think it works way better than them going, you know what, Tiger? Since you're a legend, we're going to pair you with like a rookie. I think that would not be good.
Yeah.
Because They'd be feeling each other out. Who goes this time? Who goes here? Blah, blah, blah. You know, rookie's going to be nervous. They won't be nervous around one another. So big comfort level.
I like it. I like it. All right. So wrapping it up, we got a little would you rather scenario, and it's kind of feeding off of Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. So Jordan Spieth has three majors, the Masters, the U.S. Open, and the Open. He's still waiting on the PGA Championship. And then Justin's right behind him. He's got two majors, both PGA Championships. So here is your scenario. George one win away from the Grand Slam. Justin Thomas has two wins, but it's the same tournament. How does that make you feel? So here's what you get. You can have a career Grand Slam, one of five people to have. I'm sorry, you'd be one of six at that point in time of people that have a Grand Slam, or you can win 10 majors, but they all have to be the exact same major, not the Masters. We're kicking the Masters out because to me that's too easy. Mm-hmm. You can win 10 majors. You'll be one of only – you'd be number five all time, I think. Yeah, you'd be number five all – number four, number five all time in majors or the career grand slam.
Yeah, there's only four guys ahead of you. You'd be number five. You'd hold five alone because you got Tiger and Jack, and then Kyle looked it up before. There's two guys at 11, so you'd be behind those four.
I'm sorry. If you got 10 majors, you'd be fourth. You'd be fourth.
Okay. Fourth.
You got Walter Hagen with 11, Tiger with 15, and Jack with 18. So you'd be fourth all time in majors, all the exact same major. If you pick that one, you got to tell us which one you want to win. Or you can take the career Grand Slam, and you'd be one of six people to do that. So what do you choose? Ben, I always make you go first. You want me to go first?
Yeah, because even if we have the same one, I don't care. I think I got picked out what I want. Go ahead.
I think I take the majors. I would take 10 U.S. Opens. I think I'd take 10 U.S. Opens. You'd probably take – if you did it, I don't know if you'd take the British Open, but I think I'd take 10 U.S. Opens.
No, damn it. You took my thunder. I was going to take 10 U.S. Opens too.
I mean, I'm thinking you're going to play Pebble in one of those 10 times, more than likely. You're probably going to win one at Pebble. You could win one at – where's some other U.S. Open venues?
Oh, Bethpage.
I mean, you got a chance to win on some of the most iconic American courses. Yeah. I don't – outside of St. Andrews, the other courses out there don't do a whole lot for me. I just don't know.
Maybe Carnoustie lot. Just because it's talked about a lot, but that'd be like the only two out of the British Open that you'd want.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know why, but the PGA Championship just gets no respect.
It doesn't.
Well, let's make it this. Let's just go ahead and say this. You can take 10 PGA Championships or the career Grand Slam. Does that change?
Oh, well, that's an easy one for me then.
You go career Grand Slam?
I go career Grand Slam. I mean, that is a no-brainer. The U.S. Open was the only deciding factor for me.
Yeah. I'm still going to start going with PGA Championship.
I said, I don't know if Kyle's going to want me to go first or him go first. So I said, it's either going to be 10 U.S. Opens. But then again, I thought career Grand Slam, like that really, I will take career Grand Slam. And the reason I will, even that's the only four wins I have, like think about it right now, Jordan's the only one that has the ability to be in that group.
Rory does. If Rory wins the Masters, he does.
Yeah, but like Rory just said, he said in that promo, he hadn't won anything in 7-8 years.
Yeah.
I mean, the time, it's ticking, man. And
that's true.
And he just hasn't proven he can play well at Augusta. I don't know what it is.
It's in his head.
And I think it'll be that way again this year. I mean, it's for him to be such a bomber and him to just completely fall short at Augusta. I have with a field that is not the greatest out of the four majors, and he still can't beat the field. So
it is perplexing.
I'll take the career Grand Slam because, okay, we'll put Rory in that conversation. So I got Jordan and Rory are the only other two people that we foresee that happening to anytime soon. I mean, JT, that's the thing. He's got two PGA championships. He's got to win.
A long way to go.
He's still got the other three to go.
Yeah.
And so he's one of the best golfers on tour right now. And you can't just chalk him down for being, you know, Scotty Scheffler. What is he's got a Masters and he's got two of the four. Maybe Scheffler could be in that group if he continues to play well.
Yeah.
If he grabs one this year. But that's really all I foresee moving forward right now. I mean, Colin's got one and he is young, but he hasn't proven two. He can do anything at the others.
Doesn't he have two?
It's the same ones though, isn't it?
I thought he won the British Open and the PGA Championship.
Oh, he damn sure did. He won the British Open. Was that COVID year?
It was.
That
when
count.
He hit that driver to
doesn't
like
count.
It doesn't count. Asterisk. Nobody was there.
Nobody was there. Doesn't count.
Yeah.
And they keep saying that DJ's Masters win didn't count that year. So you know what? The hell with it. Collins' British Open didn't count that year. The hell with it.
Screw you. Screw you, Colin. No, I'm just kidding. We love you, Colin.
So you got a couple of guys that have two of the four, and then you've got another couple of guys that have three of the four. But still, how hard is it to get that fourth? I mean, think about it. There's only five people that have done it.
Oh, I know. Ever. Like in the history of the whole sport.
But now, I will say, taking 10 majors, ain't but four people that have done that. So, or three people that have done it. You would be the fourth.
I'm taking 10 PGA championships. Even if it's PGA championships, I take 10 of them.
Nobody will remember your name.
Everybody will remember your name. Are you kidding? Are you kidding me?
I almost forgot that Phil had won at Kiowa Island until they showed it today on the damn thing.
Oh, give me a break.
You get such a discredit for winning the PGA championship.
Now, they were like, this dude won. Like after you've won like five of them, you think people are like, something's up here. What's the deal with this dude in the PGA Championship? This dude gets amped for the PGA Championship.
He this just dude takes owns the PGA Championship.
Yeah. Gosh, U.S. Open, Torrey. I just thought about that. You get Torrey.
Mm. You get Torrey. You get Pebble. You get Bethpage.
There's some Whistling good ones.
Straits. You get all these places.
Whistling Straits was a PGA Championship.
Was that PGA Championship?
Yeah. So you get that one. That's a pretty good one right there. I'm not going to lie. PGA, give me 10 of them. Nah.
Hey. Mito would take it right now.
Oh, heck yeah.
10 PGA championships.
I think what do you think golfers would want? What do you think, like, if you're a professional golfer just starting out, what do you think they would take?
I'd be interested to hear from some of the guys that are up and coming right now. You know, like Grayson listens to us, so I'd be interested in what he says because
– Jacob Solomon, always, if you're listening, let us know.
Yeah, they're always talking about majors, just the number, the total.
Wayne Barber, let us know.
They're talking about majors, numbers, majors, Boo majors. Just, yeah, Boo. Boo would take the 10 because then he wouldn't have to worry about winning at Augusta because he hates that place. So he'd take the 10 in a heartbeat.
Hey, speaking of golfer friends, Jason Duffner made the cut, had a good finish.
Yes, he did.
West Management. So that's exciting.
I wonder if that helps him out of one that qualifies him for anything else.
I don't know. It's good, though. It's good for him. He needed it. But anyway, happy Thursday. We'll talk back tomorrow. Y'all have a great rest of the week. Or literally one more day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. And we'll try to break down a whole another episode of I didn't look at what the next one was. What's the next one about?
I don't know. I didn't watch the teaser because we had to come up here.
Everybody be surprised. So We'll watch episode two, talk about it, and talk a little bit first round of the
We got to recap those three guys. We'll be recording right after they basically walk off at 18.
Can't wait. Y'all have a great rest of the evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's episode 265 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. We're always
striving.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.